You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Blake Tilley, Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications with LCMS Foundation. Good morning, Blake. Welcome back to His Time.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. Looking forward to learning more about what's going on with LCMS Foundation today. This is, you know, you mentioned earlier this is spring break. Is this spring break for your family?
It is. It started today. It's all through next week.
Yeah, so the family's ready for some fun?
I think so. They were up with me this morning, so...
We better get it all in today, because today's the last day of sunshine for a while.
Right. It's easier to wake them up when they don't have to go to school.
Of course. Of course, yeah. That's like that in our house, too. My son can wake up like at 5, 4:30 on Saturday morning, but Sunday morning... It's like
a different game.
7 o'clock, you know, 8 o'clock, trying to get him ready for church. Well, tell us about the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod Foundation. What is the foundation?
Well, the foundation is the corporation that helps members and donors achieve their stewardship goals. Mm-hmm. We have two primary services that we offer. One is gift planning, and what that does is help discover the gift plan that God has placed in your heart and implement that gift plan for the benefit of family and for ministry. And the second service that the foundation provides is an investment program that when gifts are made to congregations and ministries, the foundation helps those ministries grow those gifts so that they will provide more resources for ministry over the long term.
So gifts like this, what do gifts like this provide? What do they result in?
Well, many times gifts are made in donors' estate plans. Mm-hmm. They will remember, for example, KFUO in their will. And when the Lord calls them home, then a bequest is made to KFUO. Other times, there are gifts that are established while they're living. Mm-hmm. For example, a donor advised fund or an endowment fund, which is a managed gift. And that donor will specify the types of gifts that they want KFUO to have during their lifetime. And often, there is also what they call a testamentary component, that it would, these gifts would supply KFUO with resources while the donor is living, and then when that donor is called home, many times a bequest is made or some sort of designation is made to KFUO when they pass away.
And KFUO is certainly one of the options. There are other options besides KFUO, too. There are ministries that LCMS Foundation works with to support, right?
Absolutely. The LCMS Foundation is donor-directed. Mm-hmm. So that means we support those ministries that the donor wants to support. For example, last year, the foundation made distributions to approximately 860 LCMS ministries. And those ministries are made up of congregations, schools, universities, our seminaries, the programs here that the International Center supports, mm-hmm. KFUO. Essentially, if you took out the annual, you could pick to any LCMS organization, and that could be a beneficiary. It depends on what's close to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What have you learned about that? Is there an LCMS organization that you really want to support because you want to see it continue to do gospel work, mission work, mercy work? So if the Lord has blessed you with gifts, whatever they might be, you can do that through LCMS Foundation.
Absolutely. The foundation is there to help you with those stewardship goals. And by giving, essentially what you are communicating is that you believe your support will help fulfill the mission of that ministry. So it's really a very simple thing. And the foundation will often take the complexities of laws and taxes and giving vehicles to help achieve those goals, whereas they may seem complicated, we want to help you make the very best gift to ministry.
That was my next question. This all seems very complex for the average layperson who may not know a lot about the laws and just the all the terminology that comes with financial matters. How does the LCMS Foundation help with that?
Well, the foundation does have staff attorneys that are there to help with those complexities. We also have experienced and highly professional gift planning counselors that are both here in the area of St. Louis, but also deployed nationally that help with that process. We have the process is called the Lifetime Plan for Giving. And what that does is that it helps the donor step through those areas of giving to help achieve those stewardship goals. So we have a discovery workbook that the counselors will help that donor and their families put down all of the details pertaining to their whole lifetime plan, which includes stewardship goals, the measurement of some assets. We have to talk about assets often when it comes to giving. And then work with the counselor to help design a gift plan that makes sense, that benefits ministry and family the greatest. And then the counselor is there to help educate them and guide them to implementation, which often requires another attorney to draft legal documents or other types of documents to make sure that that gift will be realized.
How much... If doing estate planning or something like that, planning for long term, especially after I'm gone, how much influence does LCMS Foundation provide when I'm trying to determine what how much money I want to designate for this organization or for this ministry, how much for my family, how much for kids, grandkids, that sort of thing? How much influence does LCMS Foundation provide in that?
Influence may not be the word I would use. What the foundation does is helps achieve the goals that you want to provide, but you may not know all the details. It also helps in the conversion of certain assets. For example, if a gift planning counselor was working with you and you have just a tremendous heart for ministry and you'd like to make a significant gift, the counselor may help you measure what assets would make the very best gift. For example, you may have some real estate, you may have some stock certificates, you may have, of course, just writing a check, but they will help you achieve those goals. So influence is, they do not have an influence in helping steer or create or motivate that gift, but rather they will help you achieve that goal and make it understandable, educate you in the process, and just make sure that what's in your heart is provided to ministry.
Tell me about the gift planning counselors. Who are they? What are they all about?
The gift planning counselors are a great team. As I said before, they are nationally deployed. So we have counselors in areas Nebraska, Minnesota, here in St. Louis, Florida, and they are all over. And they are well trained to help you achieve those goals. So they are trained in matters of philanthropy to begin with, and taxes, assets. They are there to listen, to help you achieve those things, again, which may be complicated, help you achieve those type of gift plans. And they're very patient.
I hope so, if they're going to work with me.
Yes, I'm the same way. Many questions. And that really is one of their primary roles, is to help help you confidently establish this gift plan and make sure that all the questions you have are answered. If the gift planning counselor cannot answer your question, say on the spot, they have the entire LCMS Foundation backroom support, which includes our attorneys and people with higher level degrees and trust administrators, CPAs, and we're all there as a team to help that donor achieve those goals. And the counselor is the foundation to that donor in that moment.
Where do you usually meet a gift planning counselor? You know, you mentioned they're deployed nationwide. Are there offices, or how do we meet up and visit and you know, make an appointment and visit with a gift planning counselor?
Well, gift planning counselors, they have a number of different ways that they are available to donors. Many times they will schedule a presentation at a congregation, perhaps a Bible study. They may have a Sunday afternoon lunch where they will have a topic, for example, making sure that your plans are in place, or there are certain life events like retirement or the birth of a child, where they will have a presentation, or they'll have some opportunity for you to meet them, get to know a little bit of what they do. And at that point, they always make themselves available for appointments. They might meet back up at the church later that week. The donor may invite them to their home to meet the family and talk about it. It really is up to the comfort level of the donor. Also, there are people who obviously go onto the web. They see the LCMS Foundation's website, lcmsfoundation.org, where they can get the contact information of the counselor, email the counselor. The counselors do a great job of making themselves available when and where that donor would like to discuss their plans.
What are some of the neat things, the encouraging things that you've seen come out of LCMS Foundation because individuals have worked through a good solid plan? What are some of the great results that you've seen come out of this that you've seen ministries be supported in ways that we might not have thought before?
Great question. The neat thing that I see often is when donors do not realize the impact or the level of impact that their giving makes. Gift planning counselors are, as I said before, trained in these areas where they will take that discovery, Lifetime Plan for Giving discovery survey, and build a design using the information the donor provided to create a gift plan that that donor had no idea was going to be that significant. And the counselor will provide two or three different designs using various gifting instruments, gift annuities, charitable remainder trusts, bequest. And in the end, the donor is somewhat surprised that they're able to provide that much support when their perception before meeting the gift planning counselor was perhaps limited to their knowledge of the things that the counselor is trained in.
Sometimes we might think of it as, okay, it's only X amount of dollars and it's only going to go so far. But by approaching it with a strategy, with a plan, that could really go further than we expected.
Absolutely. And many times as well, the benefits to their family are often not what they realize. For example, there are a charitable remainder trust, for example, both benefits family and is a gift when the charitable remainder trust is matured. So using giving to not just provide resources for ministry, but provide a revenue stream to their family is a great thing. And often when donors learn about these types of giving vehicles, it really opens up the possibilities that their stewardship plan maybe didn't consider before they started.
Blake, how can we find out more about LCMS Foundation? How can we find out how to meet with a gift planning counselor? Where are all the details?
The first place to start is our website. Our website, lcmsfoundation.org, contains the contact information to counselors. It provides information about the Lifetime Plan for Giving process. You can look at the discovery survey and see what this process is all about. You may email us. Of course, we would love for everybody listening today to call the foundation at 800-325-7912.
Again,
what's 800-325-7912. And we want to begin that relationship, and that relationship which ends with you providing the very best gift to ministry, to the ministries of your choice, and making sure that your family and all other things in your plan are taken care of.
Outstanding. Blake, thanks so much for coming in and sharing that with us today so that we can learn more about the work of the LCMS Foundation. I find that very interesting and very helpful. Hoping to put that to good use in the future myself.
Thank you, Andy. I'd love to meet with you.
Thanks so much, Blake. God's blessings on your weekend, your spring break, and look forward to talking with you in the future.
You too. Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit more His Time, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.